Today is Monday, August the 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm recording this one actually during the workday. I know you guys are enthralled with all of my work stories, but I'm recording it at 4:33 my time, and the reason is somebody scheduled a 5 o'clock meeting at work. And normally I finish work at 5 o'clock, or, you know, 5 or 5:30, but the thing is, I wanted to get this recorded as quickly as possible after work today, so I decided I didn't have any meetings between 4:30 and 5, and since we all work from home now, I can kind of partition my day however I want to. So, yeah, so I'm recording now, and yeah, I will do the meeting at 5 o'clock and then continue on with my, you know, with my evening. So, I'm a little bit discombobulated, but I was trying to figure out which voicemail I had stopped on, but I believe... I played that one. So let's listen to a voicemail. Here we go. This is exciting. You guys hear me plan the show on the fly because, I mean, you know, why not?
Hi, Adam. It's Chuck. So switch isn't dinner time. Well, I'd have to say that dinner time, 7:30 to 8:30, sounds like a good time to eat dinner. Maybe even later. I think people eat dinner later if they have ever lived in a major city or live in a major city. If they've lived their whole life in a more rural area, they tend to eat earlier.
So what Chuck is saying, everyone, is that I am very cityfied in my dinner time choices. So Chuck is basically saying that I'm not a redneck hick from a small town in South Arkansas. I was made fun of by, and I don't remember which one of my hosts I was, it was either Joe Batanz or Daniel Brewer. One of my co-hosts was making fun of me for the way I talk back to my voicemails. I'm going to continue doing that because I like to consider you guys co-hosts of my little show. So, by the way, hi, Chuck. Thank you for calling in. Let's continue on listening to this voicemail.
Just generally speaking, switches. Well, I live in a 6-year-old three-bedroom house, probably on the smaller side, 42 switches. Don't really think I have that many, so I certainly don't think you've got that many. But giving it a little thought, when I was living in a one-bedroom condo in the California Bay Area a few years back, we thought about this a little bit last night. We had 21 switches, and so when I listen to these people with 2 or 3 or 7 switches. Unbelievable. Talk to you later.
I'm loving Chuck. Thank you, Chuck, for your call. Oh, my goodness. He's agreeing with me on everything. Anytime you want to call in and agree with me, Chuck, by all means, do so. I love it. Yeah, anyway, thank you for your call. Yeah, 42. We also have 42 switches, but we're... our house may be, you didn't give your square footage, but our house may be, you said your house was smaller, and I don't know what you consider to be small. We have a master bedroom, 2 guest bedrooms, an office, and a bonus room. And we're about 3,000 square foot, and we're around 42 switches. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you for your call. And I agree, like eating dinner early, we get hungry. I got some really good cereal, you guys, speaking of, because look, I have, in my old age, I have, and probably part of the reason for my dad bod is I've started eating, I need something sweet every night, but I really love cereal. So what I've done, and I know this is, I need to do fruit, I need to do something healthier, but I've been eating cereal at night, just a bowl, you know, and I use skim milk. So, you know, but I do like sugary cereal. So it's like dessert. So I was doing Fruity Pebbles last week, but now, and I did lose 8 pounds. Now, I don't think that I actually lost 8 pounds. I think I must have weighed at a heavy part of my day, or maybe I was retaining water. I don't know. But in the past week, I went from one weight to another weight that was 8 pounds less. That's all I'm going to say, you know, 8 pounds less. So I lost 8 pounds last week, either through the magic of weighing at the wrong time, or maybe I really lost the weight. I don't know. But I didn't eat any fast food last week at all. Like, every meal I ate at home, I was so proud of myself. All right. So one more thing. So I got an email from Tim in Alaska. And now, so I just wanted to read it. And actually, he didn't even write an email, really. He sent me a picture. He's like, I don't know if any of you guys follow Alton Brown on Twitter, but Alton Brown will write things on a post-it note. And then he'll take a picture of the post-it note and then post that on Twitter instead of typing. I think he's just trying to be different. So Tim literally wrote down the number of switches he has on like a post-it note. And then he took a picture of the post-it note. And I don't know, maybe he scanned it. I'm not really sure what he did. But anyway, he emailed it to me. So he has 38 switches upstairs, 43 switches in the main, 27 switches downstairs, and 4 switches outside, for a total of 112 switches that the Donna Reed of Alaska has in his home. Home built in 2008, but it is 6,200 square feet. But it's over double the amount of switches that I've got, so we're 3,000 square feet. So Tim's house is basically like you took 2 of my houses, and we have 42, and so let's say you doubled our amount of switches, that would be 84. Tim has 112. So there you go. He also sent me a picture of a lovely work of art that says the chair house. It says no chairs. I'm not really sure. It's a piece of art. I'm not really sure if it's like where he got the name of his house from. He didn't really explain it. But, or maybe he's saying his new place in San Francisco is also called Chair House Ghirardelli Square. I'm not really sure. Anyway, he sent me a picture. And he said, P.S., that's only 0.018 switches per square foot. Yeah, there you go. It's not many at all. So I wanted to give you guys the weekend. I was really busy, but I mean, there's nothing really of note to say. We edged for the first time, and that's not sexual. We used our edger, and we didn't get as clean a lines as we wanted, but it looks a lot better than it did. So it's a start. Used the blower again. Sounds sexual, but it wasn't. And it did a fantastic job. And I also trimmed and mowed and did all that, and I did a couple of podcasts over the weekend, and we saw my parents yesterday, and I finally told my mom, because she started off the conversation talking about Black Lives Matters, and we had already had a conversation about that last time we visited them, and Mark said it makes him feel a little bit uncomfortable, because my parents, I didn't used to think they were racist, but they're old, and I mean, you know, not all old people are, you know, racist, and I think my parents love all people, but I think they have some sentiments that could be seen as racist. Anyway, I was trying to stop. I'm like, Mom, we don't want to talk about political stuff when we come over here. We just want to have nice, you know, friendly, fun conversations. We don't want to talk about, I don't want to talk to you about politics. She's like, okay, fine, whatever. Anyway, so hopefully I nipped that in the butt. So what I was going to update you guys on, and I don't have a lot of time left, but the landscaper, you can go back and listen to Dubious Intent. No, not Dubious Intent. That's over. You can listen to Mix Minus, mixminuspodcast.com, and I talk about the landscaper. But basically, the landscaper took 3 weeks to send us one PDF of the most generic design you've ever seen for landscaping. And It looked like he took about 5 minutes on it. I was so mad. We're not going to go with him. I sent him an email and I said, and I thought I was nice, but I said, hey, we've looked at the design and feel that it doesn't meet what we went over with you in our meeting. Most of the requests and requirements that we laid out are not in the design, including, and then I listed the things that he forgot, which was about 7 items that he forgot. We honestly also don't understand how this design took 3 weeks. That's as you delivered a pretty basic design with no real detail or thought around what we discussed. I don't feel like you're going to be a good fit for us, so we're going to go a different route. But I do understand you did some work on this, so if you want to charge us, please let me know how and where to pay you. And that was my email. He responded. This was his response. I have 1 hour of time accrued towards this job. $150. Mail to the address below. Thank you. That was it. Ugh. He pisses me. He didn't want our business anyway. Damn it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.